She's a radical left lunatic.
Riding shotgun.
The freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
On the election trail to November.
Inflation is eating you alive.
The Election Information Station. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Hey, I'm going to try out my promo.
Okay.
All right.
Little beta test again?
Yeah.
Okay, what you got?
In Chicago, it'll be known as the Great Dumpster Fire. Not to be confused from 1871. This one will be from the Democratic National Convention.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Well, you know, they've got a history there in Chicago, too, of maybe a little trouble here. There.
Well, there's that history, but I just wanted to take on the broader thing of historical preponderance, and that is in 1871. Mm-hmm. They had the famous Chicago Fire.
Yes, they did.
Sometimes I assume people know these things.
What's her name's cow kicked over the lamp.
Yeah, so it wasn't technically a dumpster fire, but this one this week will be.
Oh, it will be, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't actually wish that anything would burn if I was into that. I would have joined Antifa if I wanted to start fires and get away with it.
Mike Walls would let him do it at least for a day or so before getting help, and Kamala help, bail people out.
Well, and one of the reasons I'm calling it a dumpster fire is one of the things they would love to burn is something that we refer to as the Constitution.
Oh, they try all the time, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. And they want command and control. They want bigger centralized government.
Yep.
They want to be able to tell you how to live. And they do not want any kind of debate or blowback or anything else. Mm-hmm. And these powers are already, they're already at work in different areas, like the cancel culture.
Yep.
And who is it? Sam Ponder. She's a sports on ESPN. And she's got canned.
Really?
She's been there for years, and she does a very good job. And because she didn't think that, trans boys should be playing in girl sports.
And he got fired for having
Now, they're not
opinion.
Saying that. Of course they're not saying that.
Right.
We're cutting back.
Uh-huh.
But she still has time left on her contract. They have to pay that. So I don't know how much of a cutback that is.
They just wanted her off the
They're going to pay you to go away, and then they have to pay somebody to do your job.
Hmm.
And then you want to say it's cost-cutting measure. Yeah, nice try.
Yeah.
And then, at the same time, so they fired the former quarterback, that RG3, Robert Griffin.
Uh-huh.
They let him go, and they claim again, to make room budgetarily.
Right.
He still has three or two years left on his contract, so they got to pay him out. And guess who's taken his place?
Oh, no.
Jason Kelce, one of the Kelce brothers, who's retiring from the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
Because, maybe
a little more liberal thinking?
Well, I don't know that it's liberal per se, but they know what what's-her-face brought to the NFL.
Yeah,
sold a lot of merchandise and stuff.
Absolutely.
What's her name?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, and she uses her platform for all things liberal, voting, all that.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
Yep.
But for the NFL, they love and buy into that kind of thing. And they love the promotional attachment, if you will.
Uh-huh.
So it's a double benefit for them.
Wow.
But so nobody wants you to be able to debate issues. Nobody from the left, that is. And that is an important part of our Constitution. That's in the First Amendment. Now, look, we're guaranteed a free press by the First Amendment, but who would have guessed that, they didn't have to get, the stranglehold put on them. So they went willingly. They just, these brainwashed kids went to journalism school, got further brainwashed. Then, if you look at, who hires at all the networks and stuff like that, there's a nexus between them and Democrat politicians on almost every level.
Oh, yeah.
And people have connected those dots, a few years back.
Yeah, there are
and it's still
lines.
Prevalent today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's my point. Dumpster fire, burn the Constitution, the DNC. It'll be a mess, but it'll never be shown that way.
Mm-hmm.
There'll probably be a lot of riots, a lot of the anti-Israel folks issues.
Absolutely.
But they will. You watch how the media kind of tames it down.
Oh, yeah. We'll get certain camera angles, certain opinions. We'll hear what they want us to hear. So, yeah.
And we know you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now on the Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcast, just hit subscribe. And it's no fee. It's free.
Isn't that right?
But you push that little button and you get everything.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for playing along at home. So, yeah, you think the fire, Chicago fire, that will resonate as a promo?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Putting those two things together?
Yeah.
Okay, the Great Fire of 1871 or whatever. Mm. The Great Chicago Fire.
Well, and you look how they're trying to kick off the whole thing, you know, with RuPaul, the drag queens, and all this kind of stuff. It's like, really?
No, that's excellent. Really. I want them to be as exposed as they can be, and I know some of them probably enjoy being exposed. But yes, I want them to be exposed, and yes, we will highlight it. And we will talk about it, and we'll go, this is what they had, this kind of show they put on, and they'll call it, inclusion.
Yes.
And I'll say, you're including everybody except, I don't know, faith-believing families and their children.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it'll be interesting.